and begin to bring a deeper awareness to the experience of breathing. Just gently beginning to notice the soft way your breath flows in through your nose, and there's this inner rise through the body. And staying with and connecting to the experience of your exhales and the way it creates this maybe soft, like melting feeling through the body. And you might begin to wiggle fingers and toes and roll wrists and ankles to gently wake the body from rest, to prepare it to transition into a comfortable seat for meditation. So take all the time that you need, remembering that you're always encouraged to be as authentic as you can in meditation. So if you need to sit up on something, always highly encouraged. Take your time and find what it speaks to you the most for a sitting posture. And as you're transitioning, if you feel the need to adjust with a soft little stretch or a twist, take some time to do those things that help you settle back into stillness. And then once you find that still place, bring this feeling of length to the spine. The idea of our yin practice is that there is this vastness within each of us, untapped. And yin is helping to unleash that, rediscover that, awaken that. So there's an idea that we are in stillness, but there is inner movement. Being able to feel the inner movement of thoughts, of emotions, of energy, of the rising of these states of being. But to stay steadily seated in presence, in outer stillness, embodying the light of pure awareness as we begin to enter into a meditation together. Allow your mind to orient towards the experience of each inhale and exhale. Observing how you experience your breath in your own body, remembering that not being able to experience it is also a valid experience. The rise of every breath to be like the waves that crash to the ocean floor, a way of returning attention again and again. Each new breath providing us an opportunity to come right back here and to rest in outer stillness as we observe the inner movement of the moment. Allowing ourselves some time just to be as fully ourselves as we can without apologizing. Meditation isn't something we work to get good at. It's just a state of experiencing life that we're choosing to practice. So it's okay, and you don't need to apologize if you're not quote unquote good at it. There's nothing to attain. It's just us taking the seat within ourselves and witnessing everything that arises. allow your breath to deepen. And then take a moment to draw a really big, full breath all the way in, filling and expanding the body, the lungs, and at the very top of the breath, pause it for a moment without straining and just gently hold it. And then when you feel the urge to exhale, let that exhale come out nice and slow. And if you'd like, audibly, that can come out of the mouth, like releasing a valve and helping to clear out any stagnation. And you're gonna do that two more times for three in total, just at your own pace. Big breath in with a pause, and then a big release of the exhale when you feel ready. And softening your meditative shape. Bringing your hands together in front of your heart once more to give a moment just to bow and reflect on the light within, the light in all. Bowing your head first to your own fingertips to acknowledge that place of peace that you possess. Feeling yourself firmly rooted in the seat of that place. May you carry it forward with you. May you be unapologetically yourself. Then lifting your head so that you can give a bow to your device, to the screen, to acknowledge the light of all of us here together. Until next time, may we be unapologetically ourselves on and off of our mat. Namaste.